All right, welcome back, everybody. Good afternoon. Welcome back to the United States Imagine Cup Finals. Now, this afternoon, we've got some really great things in store for you. First off, I'd like to introduce one of Microsoft's leaders in the startup space. So, as general manager of Microsoft's developer and platform evangelism efforts, Matt works with a number of Silicon Valley's most unique technology startups. His time is split between working with this influential community of technologists as they adopt Microsoft technologies, including Microsoft's cloud offering, Windows Azure, the new phone platform, Windows Phone 7, advising early stage startups, and working with Microsoft customers and partners. So please help me welcome Matt Thompson.
Good afternoon. Oh my goodness, lunch couldn't have done that to you. Good afternoon! Thank you. Teams, you gotta stay up, right? You gotta stay up. People are talking to you, press, pitching, all that stuff. You gotta stay awake. Thank you for that introduction, by the way. I think I have heard those words before. I'm gonna kinda give a much briefer synopsis of what I do. Wherever there is innovation happening anywhere in Silicon Valley, I try to show up. And I've got a team of technologists and marketing folks that try to help startups and other partners and customers of Microsoft to do really interesting stuff. And I think it's the greatest job in the world. It's something I've been doing for a really long time. Been at Microsoft for a while, was at a couple other companies before that. I think I've got the best job in the world. There is one thing, though, that I really envy. After watching some of the pitches this morning, I envy the space that the students are in. You guys are right on the cusp of a really, really interesting time. And in relating this to what I'm going to talk about for just a few minutes here is kind of where we've come with Imagine Cup and where we think we're headed and why we want all of you to come along for the ride. So when we think of Imagine Cup, one of the things that we've thought about for a long time at Microsoft is kind of helping students innovate, bring interesting solutions and projects into the forefront so that people can learn about them and you guys continue to develop them. I think the thing that's really interesting about this year is it was about a year ago that a number of folks inside Microsoft sat down and said, you know, what is this next step for Imagine Cup, for the Imagine Cup competition, which is the largest student development competition in the world? What is this next great step? And we've done social entrepreneurism, we've done a bunch of things with this competition. But when you start looking at what's going on in Silicon Valley, and one of the reasons why we're here is that you can go to Stanford, you can go to Santa Clara, you can go to Berkeley, you can go to San Jose State, you can go to Davis, you can go to a number of universities in the area that represent what's happening around the world as well, is that next generation of great entrepreneurs are sitting in classes, building great ideas, then going back to their dorm rooms or back to their houses and working on those ideas and bringing them to market. And so when we thought about the Imagine Cup, what we said is the journey we want to take the Imagine Cup on, specifically in the US, is to go right along with that. We want to shift from projects and interesting experiments to, can we help students actually build the beginning of really interesting companies? Or at least the ideas behind those companies so they could get started. So it was about a year ago that we started thinking through this process, and I'm really, really proud of what I've seen so far this morning and looking forward to some more of the pitches this afternoon. Because this is the vision that we had, is that you guys would take this challenge. And by the way, I think it's great, because when I heard some of the talks this morning, some of you have been working on your ideas for more than a year, which meant that we actually had Imagine Cup catch up to what you guys were already thinking about. And I think that's brilliant. You guys are leading the way. And what we want to be here is to kind of give you a stage like this one and online. By the way, I don't want anybody to get nervous, but we heard there are, you know, 5 digits worth of people watching the stream. So big audience, okay? Big audience, just in case the next group that comes up here, don't want you to be nervous. But so as we started thinking about this, we started saying, so how do we create an environment that not replicates, but takes some of the best of what we have here in Silicon Valley and a number of other innovation centers around the United States, whether it be Chicago or New York or Boston, now even Miami starting to show some interesting stuff, LA, Seattle. And how do we give those students an experience like that as they go through the Imagine Cup process? So what we started with was, well, gee, can we create an accelerator-like environment online where for, you know, a number of months, students will be, people who are participating in the Imagine Cup will get the opportunity to hear about great speakers, to be forced to think a little bit about their idea from both a technology and an economic perspective. Are these viable ideas? And then we said, well, you know, we could take it a step farther. We could say, wouldn't it be interesting if we brought a number of those students to one place, like Silicon Valley, and put them through a startup boot camp for a week and have that all culminate here in the U.S. finals? So let's dive into that just a little bit. And the one thing, the other, actually, before I dive into that, there's one more thing I want to say, which is what was clear to me this morning and was also clear when I worked with several teams during the startup boot camp was this notion of the power of small teams. So at Microsoft, we are a very large company, but even we understand the value of taking a number of people and having them go off and focus exclusively on one thing. And I think the teams here have embodied that. You know, whether it be three people or seven people, you guys have come together to create really quickly some amazingly innovative ideas. And that's that power, that value of bringing those people together and having you guys kind of work on one thing. You're going to hear it from the judges. You're going to hear it from your advisors. Small is good. It's agile. It allows you to go fast. You can pivot quickly. And I think one of the questions one of the things that's come out earlier is that we had one of the teams come up and said, yeah, during the startup boot camp, we kind of pivoted. I bet you most of the teams have actually pivoted from one idea to the next, or at least into an adjunct space. And that's part of the process. We see that every single day here in Silicon Valley. It's a really important part of the process. So really quickly, so that the online accelerator that we ran, that the students were exposed to and all the teams were exposed to, went for about 3 months. It talked to them, it took them through a number of both exercises and discussions around how you build how you take a technology, an interesting technology aspect, and build it out into a business, and then how do you go deeper on the technology side as well. There are places where we offered them help, both on the technology side and the business side, whether it be mentoring or helping them with deep technical challenges. And then the other side of this was bringing great speakers from the community, speakers from LinkedIn, Square, companies like that, so that they could get a firsthand view of how this process of innovation really happens. And then what we did is we took the top 15 teams that were ready at that point, not necessarily the top 15 teams in the whole competition, but the top 15 teams that were ready at that point and brought them here for a week, kind of during their spring break. And when we first had the discussion about this, I thought it was really great because I was sitting there going, are these guys going to be that committed to give up their spring break to come here for Silicon Valley for a week? And the answer was overwhelmingly yes. And I thought that was just by itself was a great test for the kind of commitment that these teams showed. So we brought them here. And we kind of did a tour of the valley, took them around to a bunch of different places. But we also had them here in the BizSpark lab hacking, pivoting, socializing their ideas, pitching to one another, pitching back to teams of advisors, and getting that feedback. And that startup school represents a lot of what goes on here. If you would have to get some time with Duncan, you know you'll learn about the kind of environment that he provides in RocketSpace. Very similar to that. It just happens every day. It's relentless innovation. How do you get that one great idea? How do you refine it? How do you build upon it? How do you refine it some more? How do you build support for it? How do you socialize it? Those are all the lessons that come through this. And at its core is leveraging really great and interesting technology, doing things for the first time. I love some of the pitches this morning where you start thinking about ideas. I mean, I had a discussion with a number of the teams just during the break about, wow, what a fantastic idea. I love how far you've taken it since the last time we've talked. What's next? Right. So that's kind of how we've come to here. And you're going to hear a little bit in a while about where we want to go next. And you're going to be hearing from other folks on that. But before we go there, really quickly, make sure I cover all the things I need to cover. So for this next section, we've invited our top three accelerator teams to come and pitch in front of you today. And I want to go back to the very beginning and say I want to thank all the teams that are on stage today. This is not easy. And any of you that have pitched, this is not easy. All the teams have been coached on how to do this, and I know our judges will tell you this because they've all been on panels seeing people pitch. There are people that do this 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 15, 20 times, and it's still not easy for them. Getting up and sharing your vision is a hard thing to do. Getting up and sharing your vision in a very concise time frame and meeting the expectations of other people, really tough. So I want to thank all the teams, first of all, for that. I also want to thank the judges for this.
Thank you.